Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files a reply brief to the Virginia Supreme Court in the LGBT or bathroom case, if you will. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. We've now filed, Matt, our final brief in this case at the Virginia Supreme Court. It's our reply brief. We filed the opening brief. The Fairfax County School Board filed its opposition brief, and we have filed our reply brief. Now the case is before the Virginia Supreme Court. We're getting ready to set oral argument sometime in February. That's at the court's discretion, but there's a specific week that they are looking at in February 2017, in which I'll appear before the Virginia Supreme Court to present this argument. This is a major case because it involves this issue of the LGBT policies, the so-called gender identity additions to these non-discrimination categories, which in these contexts literally allow boys or men to use women's facilities, whether it's restrooms, bathrooms, locker rooms, shower rooms, other private facilities, and so forth.
It's amazing how the left can call up, down, and down, up. And so what is actually at issue here? Yeah, civil rights. There are civil rights at issue. Civil rights of young girls in public school not to have to be exposed to boys in various stages of dress in the showers and in the locker rooms and in the bathrooms. The civil right to privacy. You hear about the right to privacy a lot, right? Well, they have an expectation of privacy in such an intimate setting like this. And so those who are pushing this radical LGBT, the T being transgender, boys who are pretending to be girls or girls who are pretending to be boys, they push that aspect of it. And they call it civil rights. They hijack the language of genuine civil rights. And then when we're talking about to actually upset and actually attack the civil rights of individuals. So it's really just a bizarre up is down kind of scenario.
And again, I mean, our client in this case is a male student who is understandably upset, as well as his parents, that he could have females coming into the restroom or the dressing room with him. And that's, I mean, again, we just keep the same drum. This is an issue of safety for the students, you know, whatever gender they are, to allow them to cross into each other's dressing room. It's a safety issue that will eventually cause sexual assault and harm these children.
Yeah, you mostly think about boys going into girls' facilities. But in this case, it's girls going into boys' facilities. And so both are offended and upset
right.
about this. They want to be able to go into whatever facility and not have to face these kinds of situations. The Fairfax County School Board is in the northern part of Virginia, and it's basically southern Washington, D.C., if you will. And they have, on their own, added sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression without any definition as to what the difference is between gender identity and gender expression or sexual orientation. They've added it to their policy and their student handbook on their own. Now, in Virginia, like most of the states, the majority of states follow what we call the Dillon's Rule.
What exactly is that, Matt?
It is a rule that says you have to have uniformity from the statewide level on these issues of non-discrimination. So if you have a non-discrimination category for employment, for public accommodations, and you can't discriminate on certain categories such as race, ethnicity, gender, etc., that has to be uniform across the country
right.
or across the state. And for good reason, because if you have, say, like Florida has 67 counties, and then within those counties, you've got cities. If you had the state of Florida having one particular category, and the 67 counties have a free-for-all, and they could have other additional categories, and then the cities within the counties have even additional categories, you've got this real patchwork. And now try to figure out, if you're an employer and you have a business in different cities or counties that have all these conflicts, do you comply with this or
so
that?
So there's no consistency
How
there.
How do you deal
yeah.
with
it's
your
chaos?
It's chaos.
Gosh.
It's chaotic. And And we need to be clear here, even the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and when you talk about Title IX and things, you know, there's something called sexual harassment. And what's remarkable to me about this is that the LGBT agenda and those who are pushing this, they will never admit this, but they're actually talking about creating an environment, and sexual harassment is a subjective analysis that based upon the person being harassed, the harassee, that creates a hostile work or education environment. And I can't imagine anything being more harassing than a young woman having an expectation of privacy, a little girl, let's say, in a shower or locker room, and then to have a male come disrobe and get in the shower with her or change clothes in front of her while she's in various states of undress, exposing, and we're not talking about people who have had so-called sex change operations. We're talking about full biological males exposing themselves to young girls, even adult males, which has happened before in Washington State and elsewhere. And so this creates an environment ripe for sexual harassment, and yet the left is pushing it. It defies all logic and reason, but that's where we are.
Or vice versa. You have females going into boys.
It doesn't matter.
Either or.
And, you know, this is exactly what happens at Evergreen College out west. Mm-hmm. And that's where this Clay Scott Francis goes into the women's shower, sauna rooms, the private facilities, completely disrobes. He says that he is a she, although he still is anatomically male. And so he goes in and changes, takes off his garments and is in complete state of undress. And the girls come in and they're
laying
like,
about on the sauna, laying about. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're thinking, oh, my gosh,
fully new.
You know,
and young girls on the swim team.
And then they
complain. Yeah.
As young as six.
Yeah. They complain. And then the school tells them, well, we've got this LGBT policy, so that person has a right to do it, whatever they identify with. I mean, this is just
until
fairy
the girls
tale,
lose
never,
their
never land. Kind
yeah.
of.
That go, yeah, that goes beyond sexual harassment.
And I the mean, girls that, lost that, their right to
no,
use
and,
their
and they can't complain.
The
they
bathroom.
Can't be
That's
protected.
A decent exposure. That is this guy would have been hauled off as a pervert under any other normal time in this nation. That's indecent exposure. In some ways, it's sexual battery. It's a sexual assault, putting women in apprehension of their safety and fear. And he even said that he was sexually attracted to women. A 17-year-old high school girl complains.
Right.
She gets shut down.
Yeah,
girls had to go to another room to dress.
In this particular situation, I mean, these things get so twisted, it's hard to even keep them straight. You need a graph or a chart. This guy, Clay Scott Francis, is biologically, anatomically male. Mm. Wants to identify as a female, but is sexually attracted to females.
So he's a transgender lesbian.
Get your head wrapped around that. So he's a transgender lesbian. So when he goes into these female locker rooms, he's not attracted to men. He's attracted to the women that come in there.
And but he's so dressing like a female.
What he is a heterosexual pervert who is using, as we see happening over and over again in Target and elsewhere, who is abusing and using these LGBT, these crazy LGBT ideas and policies to his favor so he can enact his sexual perversion and put women in fear and apprehension and cater to their own sexual desires. You know, that's what this is all about.
And then they cater to him. That's just wrong.
Well, this case is really about common sense and protecting these boys and girls in schools and the parents, because, you know, not only will this apply on campus, but they apply off campus. So when Fairfax County School Board, the band in any one of the schools or the football team or whatever competition team, they take an overnight trip, then guess what? You know, they will ultimately have these same policies apply, and the boys can go into the girls' not just the shower rooms, but into the bedroom.
Right.
Sleep with them.
So you have three or four girls sleeping in a room. Well, here comes a guy, because the guy says, I identify as a girl. I have a right. I don't want to sleep with the guys because I don't identify as a guy. You can't put me in a single room because that's discrimination. And I have a right to sleep with the girls, or vice versa. I mean, this is just, you know, once you get away from God, you know, and the scriptures say that there will come a time where people will call right wrong and wrong right, evil good and good evil. I mean, that's exactly what you have. You abandon God and you abandon how he created us, and you have this nonsense that you can't even begin to explain. And yet you've got people shouting from the rooftop that this should be a right. It's absolute ridiculous. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. Stand with us as we continue to stand against these kinds of destructive, deconstructive, if you will, policies. Pray for the case as it goes to the Virginia Supreme Court. There's other cases out there in the country as well that we'll be involved with. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. And between now and the end of the year, any contribution given to Liberty Counsel will be doubled. Without your contributions, whether large or small, if we didn't have them, we wouldn't be able to stand with these individuals, these families, and these people fighting for religious freedom, life, and family.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.